Okay, first of all, let's get into the announcements, and thank you to several of you, Steve and Wei and Chris and Karen and Barb, who have all texted me in rapid fire in the period of just a couple minutes, saying, we lost you. Yeah, so, technical difficulties do happen. You'd think after, 12, 15 years, however long I've been doing this, you'd think I'd be a master pro expert and we wouldn't have these little glitches, but it happens. Not going to run through all the announcements that we covered last week, but just really quickly, taking advantage of AutoShip and really looking at the shift of where Nikon is going. Rosebud earrings available on AutoShip, along with, basically 90% of our wonderful catalog. Everything we can put on AutoShip, including the new bottles. And if, I don't know if Larry and Colleen, if you guys are on the call, but I would love for you, if you are, to hit star 6, or Vera Prostrednik. These are both people that I've connected with this last week who have received the new bottles. And again, it's, Colleen, is that you?
Hi, Vance. Yes, it is.
Good morning. And tell us about your new bottle experience.
Okay, we did order the new ones, and we have them, but we haven't used them yet.
Oh,
but they look really, really nice.
Okay, so, well, I know for sure that they are, 100% leak-proof, but as far as the look, describe to folks that are listening, what's different about the new look?
Well, it doesn't have the Nikon or the sports written on the side, which sometimes the side has rubbed off, that green. I know ours has and some other people. They have it written on the black part on the magnet, so that's real nice. And it's just, it looks similar to the other one, but I think it will handle a lot better, and I'm excited about the leak-proof part.
Yeah, well, and then also on the top, and I'm not making light of this, but we no longer have the check valve or the bladder valve, so that when you're drinking out of it, you don't get to produce, especially in a quiet environment like a movie theater or in an office environment, you don't get to replicate the sound of dolphins chirping. We no longer have that, and I can't mimic that as well as Paul, my dear friend Paul Briggs, can. And it's quite embarrassing. To me, I just didn't care, and if people looked at me funny, I said, well, it's the price you pay to drinking the high-quality water we have, but that's no longer part of it. Colleen, did you and Larry play around with the density of the bottle as far as the two different composites of plastic, the BPA-free plastic that was used in the top and the lower portion of the bottle? Did you experiment with that at all?
The only thing I did, Vance, I gave it a squeeze, and it seems to be a little more flexible.
Well, yes, go ahead, Vera. Thank you.
Hi, how are you? Anyway, I get my bottle to speak, and I do love it. I mean, it's like you say, doesn't squeak anymore, doesn't leak. Not that thing that would bother me before, because I just love the water, the first thing, but this time it's just very nice to not to have to deal with that stuff.
Well,
so
and
I just love the bottle. I just take it with me everywhere I go, and I can imagine my life without it.
Well, and I know a lot of folks in the past said, man, it's so hard to squeeze. And I'd say, well, I agree with you, but then again, I completely disagree with you because I've got a 4-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 16-year-old, and they never complained about it, but they're used to other bottles, other sports-type bottles, some that you squeeze and some that you don't, and most of them are pretty stiff. What Nikon did, and when you get your new bottles or when you order a newer one, and I would highly encourage you, if you want to be a product of the product, if you're talking to somebody about a new bottle and you've had yours for a year or two, go ahead. Don't throw it away and recycle it. go ahead and if you want to offset the use of laundry detergent or completely quit using laundry detergent, one of the things that my mom has been championing with amazing results is cut the bottle in half horizontally and save the four magnets that are encased in the plastic with the black band, and you can take some, you know, fine sandpaper, and, you know, if you don't have access to a bandsaw, or, you know, find somebody who does. But instead of just throwing away the bottle, okay, throw that that ring of magnets in your washing machine, and it greatly, greatly will, well, you can quit using laundry detergent altogether. Europeans have been doing this for years. They use a variety of different natural solutions instead of laundry detergent. It's much easier on the ecosystem. If you're like us and you live in the country, it's much easier on your septic system because you're just not dumping chemicals down the drain. So aside from that, that's a whole subject in itself, okay? And I'm not going to, you know, go environmentalist, you know, wackadoo on you. I'm just telling you that's a good solution to utilize that old bottle. So when you get the new one, yes, go ahead.
One other thing with the squeezing part, it's great exercise for the hands, and that may help, you know, a lot of other things. So, wow, we've got an exercise program.
Well, and that's what I was going to mention is that with the new one, you cannot squeeze the top portion. So above, between the cap and the black band, you cannot squeeze that. Okay, so you can attempt to exercise your hands and squeeze that, but it's going to be virtually impossible because based on what I've examined on the bottle, they triple, at least doubled, if not tripled, the amount of plastic on that portion of the bottle. It's much thicker. So that, and this is the so what, or the takeaway of it, is that you can squeeze from the bottom, which is where we should be squeezing all the time, and it's, as Larry just pointed out, it's thinner and it seems easier to squeeze. But that upper portion, the part that you can't squeeze now, is it makes the threads and the opening that much more durable, so it, I won't say it's impossible, but it's nearly impossible to cross-thread or strip the threads when you screw the cap on. So, you know, I'm sorry to digress on this and spend so much time on, you know, the fact that we got a new bottle, but I think the point is this, that over the years we've seen Nikan do this time and time and time again, is that they will improve the quality of an individual item and not pass on the expense to us at all. And that's what we didn't see a big announcement about. We just saw a new and improved bottle. That was it. And I think they really, really missed the marketing mark on this because they could have made a big deal about it and said, hey, check it out. And I think it should reaffirm our passion for the water and tell people, hey, we got two solutions when it comes to water. We got a portable solution. We got a home solution. They both work with the same concept. You know, thanks to the Brita folks, who have taken a simple, you know, gravity flow concept, but Brita filters remove the taste of chlorine. They don't actually remove chlorine. And when you look at dollar for dollar, it's not a good use of your money, even though the entry level into it is very inexpensive. But let's look at what Nikan has and look how they've already improved on it. The same thing with the filter on the waterfall, our current home unit. That filter has been improved 3 times. Many of us don't even realize that. And they improved that within the first year to make it better, to improve on little things that we had discovered that, hey, this is an issue. But the bottle has been completely overhauled. I thought it was a new grip and leak-proof, you know, two improvements, and that was it. I didn't know until I saw it a couple days ago for the first time that we got rid of the check valve, so it's no longer making the noise. We improved the density of the plastic, so that's what causes it not to leak, and it forces us to use it as a sports bottle should be used. It's stronger in that top region also, which helps protect the filter in the event that we do drop it. And we, as human beings, we drop things. It's just par for the course. Yes.
This is Yvonne in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
The bottle is fantastic. I deal a lot with people who have had strokes, and they don't have the capability of squeezing, but this new bottle, you don't have to squeeze.
Right.
You tilt your head and the water just flows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fantastic. I love it.
And Yvonne, I thank you for that, because there are a lot of folks out there that can't squeeze a bottle. And much like the sport version, the sport bottle, the Camelback, which is probably one of the more popular sport bottles on the market today, besides the big Gatorade ones that I see, but the Gatorade bottles do get squeezed. Camelback bottles, you don't squeeze. It's a hard density plastic, almost like glass, and you suck through the straw. And people that use that know those. They know this. But what's neat with the Nikon one, we can do either or both. We can squeeze or we can suck.
Is the filter itself in the new water bottle the same, or did they change the filter too?
Same exact filter, as far as I know. I haven't had a conversation with Nancy Cahey, who is the head of quality control at Nikon. But as far as I can tell, looking at it, the filter is still exactly the same. And I'd love for somebody to share with me what they use and how they share with people when they talk about, I had somebody ask me this just yesterday, well, what about mineral water? How does that impact the body? Well, I said, well, we've got a ton of minerals that are crammed in this little filter, and then in our home unit, we've got actual mineral stones as well as in the filter itself, we have zeolite and coral calcium. I know all of those proprietary elements are built into the bottle filter, but as far as how much we benefit, well, I know it's huge. But, you know, and I should have been a little bit stronger in my response of saying, well, mineral water, the only sources I see of that, it's always been carbonated or it's got, you know, carbonation added, and that's not good because that's acidic. And if somebody would introduce mineral water without the carbonation, that'd be great, but nobody's willing to go there. So instead, here's our solution right here. All in one fourth. So I would just, again, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Just on the bottle, one couple of little details. We could, I'm saying could, have a new product if anybody that will do that with us would send feedback to the company. Email me or Vance also and let us know that you're doing it. And the idea is there's so many ramifications. I no longer have an itchy, scabby back. We've got lots of young people and children that are allergic to these chemicals in these cleaning products, laundry compound being a huge one because it deposits it in the fibers of the fabric. There's so many other extensions of just utilizing that bottle ring in your laundry. Instead of laundry products, we may be able to have a product just for that would be fine-tuned and be, you know, great. And there is even some consumable parts attached to the specifications of putting a little tiny package together that would help in many ways in that area. So please, feedback to the company and let us know you're doing it so we can track it also.
This is Wei here. I know we're on the subject here. So is it good for us to put the magnet around the faucet before going to the water? Would that work also? I know I put the magnet inside the drum of the washing machine.
You need to let me send you something to show what actually happens in the washing machine. That it would be different.
Okay. You know, and for those of you who are listening and we're speaking Greek to you right now and you have no earthly idea where this conversation started, this has been going on for months, kind of a pilot project. And I've got a couple of you that I need you to hit *6 again and unmute your line. Because there's a lot of background noise, and I don't... There we go. Thank you. When you take the bottle ring, and again, I don't want to digress. There's a couple of announcements I do want to make, but this is so imperative because I threw away my original bottle that I bought 3.5 years ago because I'd used it several times, and it was time... I didn't throw it away. I recycled it into the landfill just like we're supposed to, and I'm really frustrated that I did that because I could have... The magnets never wear out. And if you don't have access to a handsaw or a bandsaw, a very sharp knife or if you remember from the 80s, the Ginsu knife, if you have one of those, or a serrated knife will do the job. Obviously, you know, be careful when you hold the bottle and you're cutting it across the, or perpendicular, okay, not parallel, but you're cutting so you save that black ring. And then, as I mentioned,
a quarter inch or 3/8 of an inch from the actual black band is best also.
And so this
or even
is,
a half inch.
And this is what I'd recommend. If your bottle's old and you know you need to upgrade to the new one and you're thinking, yeah, I need to make the investment so that way I've got the newest one so I can show people because it's what I'm going to do. And you'll want to have the new one because it's just so much better. If you don't want to cut up your old one, keep it around the house. Just don't let it go out of the house so people don't see it, because it's like the old, as we call them, back flexes, the old Kinko flex. We all have some of the old ones. You know, the key is don't let them leave your house, because you don't want people looking at that going, oh, is that your, what do you do with that? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have showed you that, because we have a newer one, and, you know, it's much, much better, because the mag flex, being the new back solution that we have, is just the way to go. But on the bottle, again, to be able to cut it and then take that ring and throw it in your washing machine, try it. What have you got to lose? Yeah, you'll see.
You don't have the magnets off the ring, back?
No, Bill, you don't have to pop the magnets out of the ring. Leave them encased in that ring. Number one, it'll keep all the iron ore that's in your laundry tub. It'll keep it from getting stuck to the magnets as hard as it will get stuck. They will get what happens, and again, I'm not a chemist and I'm not an engineer, but just from an amateur perspective, what takes place when you put a magnet, and this goes back to my days of working with sixth graders, and when we used to, the banks of the Sandy River, we would pan, much like miners, and in the gold rush days would pan, and they still do this, pan for gold. It takes a long process, but we would do it for iron ore with the kids and show them what iron ore was that's in the sand and in the water that naturally comes down the rivers, and we would pan and get all the iron ore out. And the easiest way to completely separate it and get all the dust and other debris out of it was you take a magnet and you just go over it, and the iron ore gets stuck to the magnet. It's the same thing occurs when we launder our clothes using magnets versus detergent. The detergent gets in and it breaks it down and it cleans. The problem is the chemical compound gets embedded into the fibers of the clothes and then, of course, comes in contact with the body, and you've got all the adverse reactions to that. So here's a solution to not deal with the chemicals but still extract everything out. And then when you're done, if you've got clothes that are very soiled, now, Bill, I'm going to guess, is spending much time in the warmer months as you do on the golf course, you're probably not going to get your pants, you know, soiled because you're not spending a lot of time kneeling. But if you're like we are here in the Northwest, where we, you know, spend a lot of time maintaining our property, and we get dirty. And I've got three girls who are outside, and they're kind of tomboyish at times, and they can get dirty. The neatest thing about this, it'll extract all the soil out of the clothes, and, you know, it works fantastic. So it just try it. If you've got an old bottle and you've already upgraded and you've gotten a new one, don't throw your old one away, but just try this. And again, send the feedback to Nikan. And if we start kind of a grassroots operation here, what a wonderful, wonderful addition to the environmental solutions that we have. This would be a very, very inexpensive, extremely inexpensive, you know, whether we call it the laundry ring or the Kinko ring, or I don't know. This is not my field. I'm a wellness consultant just like you guys are. I'm not the product development guru. But I think it would be a wonderful solution as far as to help improve the environment. And it would be something that nobody else is touching. There's a few other companies that have, over the years, introduced things like a laundry ball, but they're not doing it the way that Nikan. And we've already got the forte on magnetics, so why not? I mean, it just
don't forget about your old mag steps.
Yeah, exactly.
How about a new pair of mag steps?
Yeah, Exactly. And, you know, most of my old mag steps are, I couldn't put them in the laundry because they're already so degraded and falling apart.
The trick is that we need the higher Gauss strength to see the job done. When you guys see what can be done with this, it's really one of the most powerful demos for that whole thing that you could ever do.
And that's the other, the side note, is besides the magnet charger, which is what we install on the pipe, that's too heavy of a magnet to put in the laundry, in the washing tub.
And they stick together.
The ring on the bottle, those magnets are 4,200 Gauss, so they're very, very strong, and the results are, again, just try it.
Are you saying that the mag steps aren't strong enough,
Matt? No. The mag steps are either 450 or 650. I don't have the catalog in front of me or the price list that gets into that, but they're not near as strong. 4,200 Gauss is really, really strong in the bottle magnets. Anyways,
Because
we're gonna digress. We could spend the whole rest of the day. I want to really, really emphasize the timing and the importance of, and this is a totally different subject. We only have, and it was confirmed this week, I had a lengthy conversation with someone who's in the know, and I'm not going to divulge who it was because then some of you will call them and say, well, Vance said that you said, and I'm not going to go into that. But take my word for it and what this person had said, because they're closer to the management team at Nikon than I am, and the two for the win, the leader of the pack, the Nikon reward dollars associated with both of those, and the loyalty bonus on AutoShip, the Nikon reward dollars associated with those promotions, it is, in fact, coming to an end December 31st. It's over and done. Okay? So those of us who have taken advantage of it and who have introduced two people to AutoShip in one calendar month, the month they signed up, or we've introduced them to the packs and we've received those freebies, as I call them, that ends here in a little less than 3 weeks. So don't do as I'm saying, do as I've done. And what I mean by that is if you haven't ordered a 10-pack of the magazine and put it on your AutoShip or just flat-out ordered them, I would really, really encourage you to do that for 63 cents a copy. This is one of the greatest prospecting tools we have. And then on that, and the response I've received so far has been mind-altering. I never thought I could get so much leverage out of a magazine. And what I did was simply put one-page inserts into the magazine, the article called Sleeping with the Enemy on page 28. I've had several people over the last few months that I've been, you know, we've been talking about the sleep system, making that investment. And some of these are consultants, some of these are not. And so I put that one page from Mac and Pat's 11 pages of the current Vital Pack promotions, the flyers on breaking everything down, whether it's AutoShip or the Vital Day Pack, all the discounts, all the freebies that are associated with it. They've got it all broken down on those sheets. And if you don't have those, pop me an email. I know I've sent it out many, many times, but in case it's possible that you don't have it. But putting the one-page insert into an article, like, for example, the Environmental Pack, the most popular pack that Nikon has right now, if someone's just, if you want more validation on the light, on the Kinko light, well, on page 27, 26 and 27, is the excellent article talking about the Nobel Prize that was awarded to one of the developers that contributed to the light. He didn't get it for developing the Kinko light. However, it's the same concept, and I think people can understand the validity of that and what that means to us, that we can leverage that. But putting that one page in there and say, hey, you remember we talked about full spectrum lighting a couple weeks ago? Well, yeah, Jan, I just really wanted you to see that this is what we're talking about. And we've got this promotion, and you know, you can get the light, you can get the air unit, the water unit, the shower head, you can get the whole package. And with that, one of the promotions that we have that's ending here in a few days is this, what we call Leader of the Pack promotion. And you receive $150 in free products, the discount price. So spend the time going over that with them. It's breaking them down. As Liz Jameson said last week, it's finding out what people ache for, finding out what their hot spot is, their hot button. So really encourage you to do that. But more than anything, besides the magazine, just take advantage of this promotion. I wish I knew, I honestly did, what Nikan's going to throw at us on January 1st. I don't know that they'll throw anything at us, okay? But I can tell you the heart cry of the President's Club members, and both here in North America and worldwide, is we don't want free products being given away. Period. That's been the heart cry. And the reason why is that it basically takes away from volume. It's good for people who are looking for a good deal to get something free, but the problem is there's no volume that's created. So it costs Nikan very little, and our people who are adding to their wellness home, it's better for them. But the problem is I've got three people right now. I had someone just email me yesterday and say, oh my goodness, I haven't used that credit on my account. She's had a $200 credit, the loyalty bonus, because of being on autoship for 6 months. She's had it sitting on her account now for 4 months, and she hasn't used it. And I have two other people who've had it sitting on their account for 3 months, haven't used it. So my point being is this, if $200 in free product was such a good deal, how come they haven't utilized it? It's not as big a perk as I really thought it would be. What would be better, in my opinion, is just give us cash. But I don't know if Nikan's going to go that direction. But I do know, and maybe I'm sharing too much information with you, but I know the heart cry of the leaders, again, globally, has been, hey, we really don't like the free product. We'd rather have something else in exchange. Therefore, it's not a big loss for this business. We did see a huge, huge boost. And I, some of you are going to go back and you're going to play the playback of the announcement the first part of October, and you're going to say, well, Vance, you said, and I did. I was quoting Nikan's percentage increase over what happened with the packs with the $75, $150, and $200 in free product attached to it. It was a huge, huge boost. But I think those people were going to buy those anyways, even without the freebies attached. So my point being is this, again, those are ending. So if you've got people that want to take advantage of it at the end of the year and really splurge on that, those disappear on December 31st. And I also want to reiterate, it's on, everything that I'm referring to right now is on SaturdayAMLive.com. If you haven't listened to it, if you missed it live, I'm begging you to spend an hour and listen to Dr. Ron Mueller explain the basics of the tax benefits, how to make more and pay less. It's right on the website near the top, SaturdayAMLive.com. Big, bold, purple letters, how to make more and pay less. Click on it. Listen to the hour. Please do it with a pen and paper in hand, because this is vital information that all of us should know. And when talking to people, especially this time of year, oh, well, we're spending, maybe we should do this after the first of the year, because we've allocated a lot of money for Christmas gifts and whatever. Okay, that's fine. Then let's do it after Christmas, before December 31st hits, because if you want to get back, instead of just, giving it to the government as far as taxes, the tax advantages of what you can do to start your own business with Nikan, look at Dr. Mueller's 6 points of how easy and how simple it is to take advantage of what Nikan's given us. And it is literally mind-altering. We've been doing this our entire career with Nikan, but it's a huge another angle. And I know people that this is part of their angle right from the get-go when they introduce people to NECAN. You know, hey, how would you like to get back some of the money that you're already giving to the government and yet keep it for yourself or spend it on yourself in the form of wellness home technologies that you get to enjoy for the rest of your life, and this is money that you're not going to have to send to the government because it's a valid business use deduction. Again, and if you don't understand this, is if I'm speaking a foreign language to you and you think, well, what do you mean? I can write off. Yes, you can write off your auto ship. Yes, you can write off your sleep system. Yes, you can write off the waterfall that's sitting in your kitchen. You've got to treat it as a business. And again, Liz pointed that out last week. And if you missed the call with Liz Jamison, just listen to the last 15 minutes. She said more in 15 minutes, you know, just move the cursor up as you're listening to the recording. Treat it as a business. Treat it as if you've leveraged or you've borrowed $200,000 to start your own business. And most of us get started in NECAN for $60 in the enrollment fee and then several hundred dollars worth of products. On that note, again, it's all on Saturday, amlive.com. I'm looking at it because I just downloaded it. How many are there? And I know there's people listening right now. There are 38 slides that Ben Woodward put together for our use. And I would encourage you, you want to skim through them, that's fine. When you get to slide number 10, okay, and again, these are all on the website, Ben Woodward's Ben Woodward's Strategic Direction for 2015. And I just had them, and they just disappeared. I'm sorry. But if you skip to slide number 10, which is the... now I'm going to bring it back up here again so I can actually qualify, or quality. He explains what it means to be a quality enrollment. And sorry, I'm going into parenting mode and I'm being distracted by the four-year-old here again, who is excited about pulling the next tab on the nativity calendar off of the wall. What is a quality enrollment? Slide 11. I really, really encourage you to go through these, get an idea, because this is the shift where NECAN is going. And if you'll do this, you'll get an idea what we can do and where the numbers line out. And I've done this the last couple of weeks with sitting down with people face-to-face, and it really is mind-altering. This is not about drawing Amway circles, okay? It's about taking a philosophy that I learned years ago from Clyde and Karen Eastwood and mapping it out for people to see. And what I mean by that is... Hey, who's still on the line besides Mom? Bruce, are you still with me?
Yep.
Okay, let me use Bruce as an example. Okay, Bruce, you're brand new. You're looking at doing NECAN, and you're open-minded to the concept of earning residual income. That sounds appealing to you, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, Bruce, can you give me right off the top of your head three friends, three people that you know? Number one, who are hurting physically. They're looking for something to give them a boost. And then number two, they're open-minded, or they're actually entrepreneurial, and they would definitely like the idea of residual income, several hundred or maybe a few thousand dollars every single month coming into their bank account for putting forth a little bit of effort and starting in this career called this thing called NECAN. Bruce, can you give me those three names?
Yes, I can.
Okay, off the top of your head, right now.
Jill.
Okay.
And Sam.
Jill, Mary.
And Sam.
And Sam. Okay. So, Bruce, what I'm talking about, this thing called a quality enrollment, what we do with NECAN, a quality enrollment, and you can see this right here on these slides that I'm referencing here, that our dear friend Ben Woodward, which I believe his title is NECAN's Global President, but it's still in the works because he's relocating his whole family over here from Great Britain. But that's beside the point. But a quality enrollment is somebody who says, yep, I definitely need this stuff to get hooked up on AutoShip, and I'd like to buy a few other of these things. You know, Bruce, when I started 22 years ago, I invested $742 in the Nikan Solutions, and it greatly, completely transformed my life. As a young person, I had messed up my back, and, you know, on and on and on. And in a few weeks' time, I was able to lay on my back, and the quality of sleep was greatly altered for me, aside from what it did to the rest of my family. Both my grandmothers, one had suffered a stroke, both of them had suffered a stroke, but one was looking at a knee surgery. My parents, I mean, my dad, massive back agony for decades. My mom was dealing with leg issues. Totally changed our life. We made that investment, and we've benefited every day, you know, since then. That a quality enrollment is somebody who says, yep, I want to do that. Now, Bruce, maybe you don't have but the $100 or the $160, you know, $60 for the enrollment and $100 to get on autoship for the same. Maybe that's all you can, all the resources you have available to you right now. Do you think, besides Jill, Mary, and Sam, do you think you could expose Nikan to a few other people, maybe invite them to a conference call, or maybe, you know, send them a video, that they would want to get some of the same stuff that you're getting, maybe a water bottle, maybe a pair of insoles, or maybe some other things? Do you think it would be possible that you could accumulate 400 points or $400 worth during this month?
Sure.
Okay. So the goal really for it to be a quality enrollment is to achieve 500 points in your first month. And then let's sit down with Jill and Mary and Sam, either in person or on the phone, and let's show them what you've experienced already with what you've done, and let's start the ball rolling. Okay, end of hypothetical story, talking to Bruce. My point being is this. If we'll be, to utilize a counseling term, if we'll be open, honest, and let people see how the numbers play out, and just map it out on paper. I've written down Jill, Mary, and Sam, so my next step would be to draw three lines when we sit down with Jill and say, hey, Jill, do you know three people? Well, of course I know three people. The average American, statistically, will know personally 600 people during their lifetime. Okay? 600. We're looking for three. Three people that will be able to say, yep, I want to invest in these solutions. I want to get them coming into my home every single month. Something like a laundry ring to avoid spending the money on all the things that we dump in our washing machine. Something as simple as that, to add that to our auto ship just once, and then the next month change it. More and more people are shifting. More and more companies are shifting to auto ship methods because they know it works. Can anybody who's listening right now on the line tell me how many Blockbuster video stores, DVD rental stores in your neighborhood, in your area, that used to exist, that no longer exist? It's staggering. We no longer go to rent movies because Netflix has literally captured the market, and those movies are being either mailed to us or we can stream them onto our computers or our gaming devices, Xbox, Wii, the list goes on. They've shifted to an auto ship.
Yes, physical DVD rental are gone.
They're all gone. Thank you, Wei, for validating what I'm saying. The shift has become auto ship. And Nikan recognizes this, and that's where we're wanting to really drive the point home. And when people see how these numbers play out, it's absolutely staggering. Absolutely staggering. What separates Nikan from the rest of the companies, whether they be a network marketing company or just a traditional Amazon or Netflix or shaving club for men, or razors, dollar a month razor club, I think is the name of it. For as little as a dollar a disposable razor, including shipping, I can get razors shipped to me. I don't even have to go buy them. I mean, this is wonderful, but this is the shift that our culture has come into, because people realize, hey, the mail system still works, or UPS or FedEx, and why do I need to go get it? Look at what has happened with Black Friday, what we just experienced. I mean, it's huge. So if our culture is shifting that way, why don't we just piggyback on that and introduce people to the same thing? What separates Nikan from everything else that's out there is the fact that our solutions, our products, these wonderful things that Nikan has given us, they literally change people's lives within seconds. And when somebody gets a pair of M-Strides and they're open and they're honest, and you slide them underneath their feet, if they're in their stocking feet or bare feet, or you ask them to slip off their shoes and insert them in, sometimes we have to trim them down. I found the last few weeks, most people, they'll just slip right on in because the size is pretty close to what the averages are. Every single person that I've exposed them to, whether it's morning or evening, they say, and you don't even have to suggest this, they'll come away with this themselves. You look at them and say, hey, do you notice anything? Yeah, I feel some tingling going on. Is that normal? I don't know. Every person responds differently. Well, tell me about this tingling. They said, well, it's just, I don't know. Is it energy? I've just sensed something's going on. I can feel it kind of going up my legs. I don't know. Is it a good thing? Well, yeah, I kind of like it. You know, and when you do an energy test with them and you show them how quickly, then, hey, you know, what would it be worth to you to have that every single day? Would you like to enjoy that? Well, we have this program called AutoShip and, you know, quality enrollment. And do you know anybody else that's hurting physically or financially? So anyways, I'll stop digressing, but I wanted just to make that point note that the slides are there. Yes, there are a lot of them. Slides 10 through 16 really get into the nitty-gritty of AutoShip and definition of a quality enrollment. And I think you can see the numbers. And if this was all theory, it'd be one thing, but it's not. People are utilizing this simple method and encouraging and educating people on it, and it's working. It's working amazingly. And they're building huge, huge residual income. And when I had lunch with a gentleman this week, and during our conversation, he said, you know, the problem is next month I'd really like to do this dance, but my school loans are finally coming due, and I've deferred them as long as I can, and I'm looking at an additional $800 a month out of pocket to start paying those back. And I went, ouch. So a few minutes later, we mapped it out with three people that he knew. And I said, okay, Ken, can you give me three names? And he did, David, Jerry, and Christian. And I just went down, just as Ben's got the examples on the charts, and I said, well, if all of them, if this month you do what I'm showing you, you become a quality enrollment, get on AutoShip. And he said, well, I definitely want to get started with a pair of insoles, a bottle, and a canister of the Vital Balance. I said, well, that alone is going to put you pretty close to halfway to that 500-point mark. Do you think besides David, Jerry, and Christian, you could find a few other people? Or do you think you could find, you know, something else? Or maybe Carolyn, your wife, would want something. Mapped it all out for him, and I showed them 3 months after he gets started, if everybody put the skids on it and said, no, we're not going to talk to anybody else, but we're going to stay on AutoShip. And I said, but wait, what if half of those people on AutoShip quit? You're still looking at around an $800 a month residual income every single month coming in from Nikan just on those people that you've introduced to AutoShip based on what Nikan's averages are. And I looked right at him and I said, hey, Ken, what was the amount of those school loans that you're going to have to start paying next month? And he said, $800. I said, well, this could be your solution. And that's how, it was really fun. And, of course, he got that twinkle in his eye, that glimmer of hope, like, okay. And it was really, really fun to be able to show people this. The charts are there. I can encourage you. I'm imploring you to use them. Anyways, and after you watch
it, where do we access that again? Steve had mentioned you did too. canbeforyou.biz.
No, that's too difficult, Bill. That's way too difficult because then we'll figure out the wrong ways to spell it and we'll get confused. How about this? SaturdayAMLive.com. www.saturdayamlive.com.
Okay, I was looking and I didn't find it yet.
Okay, well, I'm gonna type it in right now. SaturdayAMLive.com on the search engine. And right here, wellness, health, and wealth at its best. And I click on that. It's at the top of the search. And up comes, yep, the site that Steve created, canbeforyou.biz/s/.
I've been trying to find that, and it's
I have it. I just, it just right down about, let's see, I was playing around with it, and then I forwarded it to people, so then it becomes just one link that you can send down, and let me tell you where exactly it is.
Yeah, it's there. And once you get to the site, and Bill, I can email this to you, the main site.
Well, that's okay.
Site.
I'll find it. My system is just not responding right now.
Okay. So it's your system. And when you again, just scroll down a few inches on your screen, and you'll see Ben Woodward's Strategic Direction for 2015. You can download the PDF, or you can download the PowerPoint. They're both the same thing. And then if you want to look at it while you're watching the YouTube videos with Ben Woodward and Jeff Isom, you can click on the link right there to hear the audio, and you can follow along as he's going through it. Again, I want to reiterate, please don't, how do I say this without sounding, I'm just going to say it. Please don't spend hours upon hours upon hours trying to digest all this stuff. The better thing to do is look at it, get an idea, and then go use it. Go sit down with somebody and say, hey, our company's making a shift, and take a look at this. Butcher your way through it. And you'll be surprised how forgiving people are because you're being real. And you're just showing them, hey, this is I haven't even tapped into this. We've been on auto ship for this many years, and we didn't realize how beneficial it is, how can it be, financially, and, go from there.
It's called on-the-job training for yourself and others, and it makes it simpler and easier for them to understand if they can see you screw it up. Well, guess what? They can realize they can do it too.
Well, and that's the point. And sorry for me by not spending hours upon hours going over this, but you just heard from my sponsor, my mom, Char Rogers, and that's the way that I learned. I didn't have an option. And in our society today, some parents don't like to do that to their kids because they think that's too harsh. I don't think it was too harsh at all. I didn't like it. It was awkward, getting up and doing, my first presentation without even having practiced it. But the people sitting there in the room, they had no idea it was my first presentation. And most people, they don't really care. They're not looking for a slick, polished presenter. They're looking for somebody who's real, who's open, who's honest, and, wants to have fun with what we've been given. So, anyway,
Dan?
Yes?
Quick question. This is Linda. Thank you for a lovely call with Bruce, and we're still listening. I want to also say happy 12, 13, 14. This is the last day of the century that we can have those consecutive days. So we go do something fun on 12, 13, 14. I need quick clarity, though, regarding AutoShip and, not AutoShip, but the Nikon reward dollars. What is our deadline to recruit those?
To recruit those?
Yeah, to take advantage of what we have. Do we have a deadline?
as you far as you're saying, utilize the Nikan
Ruby? Yeah, utilize them, yeah, because people have been letting them sit around. What's the deadline before they lose that?
Six months. If I give you a gift card for Applebee's or Chili's, some of those gift cards expire. Not all of them, but with Nikans, it's 6 months.
Thank you.
You must remember to call in because you have to call in with your ID number and they'll identify you and then you can order over the phone and you have to use it one time. So if you only use 100, you still use 200. So you have to make sure you use the whole 200.
You want to use them. They all have to be used in one time.
One time.
6 months to use them. And here's the bonus that I wish I would have known almost a year ago. They can be used for humans being more training.
Yes.
Oh!
Yes. So if you've got someone who you're thinking that they really need to go to humans being more, you can tell them, hey, we've got one coming up, or it's not local, but we could get an inexpensive flight to this city, and you can utilize that $200 reward that you have, or whatever the amount it is, and you can use it. But just like Wei said, you do need to phone in and talk to a live order entry person because you can't do it on the computer. It won't work that way. But as I said before, I really want to stress now is the time to take advantage of them because if people join AutoShip now, before December 31st, they not only will start the process that they will be eligible come June 15th, is when those $200 reward, the loyalty bonus, will be awarded to their distributorship. And that's a long time out, I know, that you're halfway through 2015, but they'll still be eligible for it. And then anybody who invests in a pack is ordering a Vital Day pack. They will receive $75 in Nikan reward dollars. We've had this promotion since the beginning of September, but a lot of us, and myself included, we don't grasp how great these promotions are until they're gone. So they are coming to an end. Linda, you brought up another point without bringing up the point, and that is we talked a little bit about this last week. The weekend version, the Royal Ambassador version of the four-year career, the books did arrive. They did come in. We have several hundred. Wei, I don't mean to call you out, but I have to call you out. I think it's you that's shuffling papers or doing something.
Thank you.
Wei is the multitasker of multitaskers. And I love her to death. I just can't handle the background noise. But the four-year career books, the Nikan version, we have them available. Several hundred copies did arrive. If you want to get them in packet or in multiples of 10,
yes.
Okay? Linda, I thought I was going to get to them yesterday, but it just the whole day went away from us.
Oh, that's okay.
What we've done, we figured out, I did a couple pricing options on shipping, and yes, it's going to be a little bit bigger box than you think it should be, but that's the way Priority Mail works. It was $27 if I put them in a box, all 10 copies, and mailed them in the box that they fit. Or it was $12.65 if I put them in a much bigger Priority Mail flat rate box and mailed them that way. So that's the way that they are going to be coming. It comes out to about $4.25 a copy. I got to go back and double check, but I will include a little handwritten sticky note invoice with an envelope. Again, if you're not familiar with what we're talking about, the book, The Four-Year Career, two-thirds of the book by Richard Bliss is about network marketing. It's about a 30 to 40-minute read, depending on your reading ability. The last one-third of the book is success stories of people in Nikan, and I don't have one. Here, let me grab it really quick. I'm running through the house to escape the four-year-old. And let me just read through here really quick. Who's in it? Okay, Royal Ambassador Edition Success Stories. And it talks about, when people say this doesn't work, well, Brody and Peggy Craney, Mike DiMuccio, Charles and Pam Foster, Paul Gabbias amazing story, and he was one of the ones that I wasn't familiar with. Igor and Carol Grundle, Chris Gullo from Houston, Texas, Bernadette and Annette McBurney, Linda Morris, Rick and Paige Murphy, Josh Nelson, Ben Simpson. Ben went silver on his 18th birthday. Great story. Wolfgang Sonnenberg from Switzerland. Jim Starnes, one of the oldest, if not the eldest, Diamond, who is just still kicking it up big time, served in World War II in the Navy from 1940 to 1946. Basically, everybody you come across can relate to one of these stories, if not multiple ones. Bo Tanis is in here. Julie Tara. Dennis and Ruth Williams are the last ones that are in it. But it's all NECAN people who have made it. Again, pages, you know, 0 through 66 are the book, and then there are 36 pages of NECAN stories, and it's just fantastic. So, again, it comes out to about 4 1/4 per copy. I would encourage you, if you've not read it yourself, could I send you one for $4.25? I don't think I can. It would be probably closer to $5.
Okay.
I would encourage you, Linda's already got an order in. There's three other people that I have noted that have emailed me or texted me. Do it either way. We're not doing this to make money at all, okay? This is our cost. This is exactly, literally, bare bones. We're passing on the savings to anybody who wants them. But if you want them, pop me an email, pop me a text, and some of you have already done that. Do it again, just to double check. And just when the books arrive, I'll scribble the address on an envelope, or maybe I'll just get some from Mom that are already stamped. Write a check to Char Rogers for whatever the amount is. Again, multiples of 10 would work better. I know somebody asked for 12, but 10 would work better. And then, because I can put, I could probably cram 20 in this box, and you'd still get it for the same shipping cost, so that would make it even less per copy. But the amount will be...
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so anyways, and I will have those out on Monday, and most of you will start receiving them by Wednesday or Thursday. But it's a fantastic tool. The two people that I handed it to this week, I put in a little note in the inside cover, and I just simply said, I wish I would have had this book when, 22 years ago, is what I said. And then put a little personal note in there, if you'll apply even just a small percentage of this to your personality and what you already are doing. Basically, I'm edifying them and to try and entice them to get them to read the book. Again, and I will reiterate something that Dave Johnson said in using this. The people that use this, they pre-qualify. You don't hand this to somebody that you just met in the grocery store that was bending over harshly with a sore back and say, oh man, you should read this book. No, that's not the way you use it. You use it to people who are open-minded and that are looking for something, an opportunity, and maybe after they've had an experience, or maybe when you're sitting down with them, you find out that they're really business-minded and they want to just know more about network marketing. Yes, go ahead.
This is Bruce. Excluding the shipping, how much is it for a block of 10?
You mean without the shipping?
Yeah, if people want to order in blocks of 10, just curious how much that is.
If you order them from blissbusiness.com, you'd have to just look it up on the website. Maybe somebody's already done that, and they can... I don't know, but I know they have them. They're called the Royal Ambassador Edition. I don't know what they cost.
This is Way. It's almost $6 if you order under 10. The discounts start at 25 to 50 to, it's 50% off pretty much when you get to the 50 mark. And to above 100, you get 57% discount. So you're better off going... I bought a high number, but if you only want a few, you better off going through Vance, where that's the cheapest saving after counting, get what it is, and the shipping, unless you get really big quantities. So you save 50% when you reach about 100 books. Does that make sense?
My encouragement would be to you, and do as I'm doing, okay, and as I'm saying, is buy them in lots of 10 or 20 at a time. And if you're not getting any traction from it, or you're thinking, okay, maybe I'm not handing these to the right people, all right, don't invest, you know, $1,000 and buy 300, 400 copies of this book thinking this is going to be your ticket to becoming the next Royal Ambassador in Nika. Okay? That's not a good use of your resources. Invest that money in product. Jump on blissbusiness.com, look at the price breakdown, and if you can, you know, if you want to get however many, I don't really care. Again, we're not in this to make money off books. We bought several hundred of them, and we want to pass the savings on to people who only want 10 at a time. And I think if I did the numbers correctly, including the shipping to us and then the shipping back to you, it comes out to about $4.25 a book.
That's for 10.
That's for 10. Probably about the same or a little bit less for 15. But again, I've got to run the numbers, but I only want to do a multiple of 10 because I don't want to spend a bunch of time packaging books and sending them to everybody. That's not how we make money in NECAN. However, I do want to pass it on to especially people in our group. But blissbusiness.com is the website. And if you want to get them from us, you've got our email, you've got my phone, the text, or pick up the phone and call me, either way. But anyways, I've digressed. I didn't plan on spending an hour on announcements. But thank you to everybody, especially Bruce, for bringing on the call, and to so many others who have added to the value of this, because I think it's been helpful, and I know there's things I left out that I had on my announcements, but we'll cover them next week and go from there. So have a great weekend, everybody. Again, if you want, after going on the site and seeing that, if you want them, email us, vsrogers995@gmail.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, Rogers, without the D, 995@gmail.com. Or call me, or pop me a text, 503-348-0749.
503-348-0749.
Okay, gang, that's it. Have a great
weekend. Good morning, Vance. This is Candy in Virginia.
Yes, Candy.
One question, if I may, please.
Oh, absolutely.
What kind of responses are you getting from people who are using the earrings? The rosebud earrings.
You know, when I quit cross-dressing a few years ago, I quit wearing earrings.
I don't wear earrings, so I don't. But I, so many of my friends do.
I'm glad I made somebody laugh, because some of you are thinking, Vance was a cross-dresser? I didn't know that about him. I wasn't, okay?
That's so, right in the time.
Yeah, I know. I probably should get with it, shouldn't I? Hey, you know, the line's open. Star 6. If you've used the earrings or used any variation of Mason's earrings, answer Candy's question. I talked to one lady who ordered them, and she said it really just helped kind of clear things up for me.
So positively.
Hey, Vance, Chris.
Yeah, okay, go ahead, Chris.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I had a medical student was at the office a few years ago that had gotten the pearl earrings for her sister with migraines. Excuse me. And immediately got relief from the migraines. And, in fact, when these came out, the rosebuds came out, I alerted her of it, and she bought 2 pair. So I've not heard back on the rosebud specifically, but I would assume it's the same kind of response we got from the pearl earrings.
Okay, thank you. That's helpful.
Yeah, as far as migraines, anything in the head region, vertigo, and I'm not making medical claims, please don't. I know most of the people listening are wellness consultants, but of course all it takes is one person to say, oh, you said if I buy the rosebud earrings, I won't deal with migraines anymore. I didn't say that. Okay.
Some people who have had a positive experience with their vertigo, Meniere's, and migraines using this product without negative side effects.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the bottom line. The other thing that we've noticed with the earrings, It's just some people are just buying them for the fashion of it. And to increase, I mean, why do I wear the power band necklace every single day and the bracelets? I don't know. It's just part of getting dressed. I do know that if I don't wear the bracelets, my hands, after about 3 or 4 days, they start to ache because I use them all the time. I'm using them right now as I'm holding one on the phone, and the other one I'm using it for gestures to talk because nobody can see me except for the four-year-old who's overtaping Christmas presents to keep people from opening them, which would only be her. So, we're going to go through a lot of tape before we ever open these gifts in however many days it is from now.
Right.
Well, yeah. Oh, that one may not work now that you've dropped it and broken it. Anyways, folks, I need to go.
Thank you very much, Van. Have a wonderful, blessed
week. You guys too, and we'll reconvene, those of you who join us next Saturday, same time, same number, and we'll definitely have some fun, and hopefully we won't take almost 2 hours to get her done. But hopefully it's been delightful for you. All right, so bye-bye, everyone.